Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt des Chulin, Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis, Hashoichet Shnei Roshin Ke'echot. Listen to what this person did. He lined up two behemoths, one to the side of the other, and he moved his knife on the throats of both of them in one shot, in one swish, so to speak. Zakta Mishnah Shchita Sekshera. So again, Hashoichet is mashma, well, if you did this, it's kasha, so we don't want you to do this lachatchila. So the Gemara says, by chulin it's even lachatchila, but by hegdish it's only bidiyevin. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Shnaim Eichazim Besakin. Two people are holding on to a knife, a shaychet, and they're shechting one behemoth. And even if they're each positioned at different places on the knife, in other words, a filo echad, even if one of them is holding on to the knife lemaila, let's say by the handle, v'yechad lemata, and one lower down by the blade. Sakta Mishnah, shchita san kishera, the shchita is still kosher. Okay, chazring over Mishnah Beis, if someone shechts two heads of two animals at the same time, the shchita is kosher. Two people can hold on to a knife together and shecht the animal together, even if one of them is holding on to the top of the knife and the other at the other side. Why is that even? Why would I think that's not good? So let's do a quick chazara on the five major yisoides of shchita. These are the five things that would passel shchita. One is shia. Shia means pausing. He pauses during the shchita. A shechit can't be absent-minded. He can't get facholim, so to speak. The second psul is drasa. Drasa is pressing the knife into the neck of the animal rather than moving it back and forth. Then there's chalada, which is like hiding the knife behind one of the simanim and making the cut toward the throat. There's hagrama, which is cutting either above or below the area of the neck, which we do the shechita on. And then there's ikr, which is tearing. That's if the knife isn't smooth. If you're going to watch someone shecht, and we're relying on the Yerushimayim or the shechet for a lot of reasons. If you're a Yerushimayim, you'll feel certain niches in the knife that someone else may say, eh, it's okay. But one of the things that's very hard to tell, even if I was watching, is he pressing or cutting? Cutting is going back and forth. Pressing or chopping is with the pressure downwards. Now, if you're going to have two people holding on to two different ends of the knife, let's say they're standing on opposite sides of the animal's neck. So how are they doing this? So one is pushing the knife forward, away from himself. The other is schlepping it back toward himself. So it has to be a perfect synchronization between the two. Because if one of them, like, is a shtickle absent-minded and pauses, and he's relying on the other one to push it, so suddenly the one who's pushing it may feel, oh, wait, I'm not getting any help on the other side. He's going to try to compensate by pressing it a little harder. That's what I would have been worried about. But the Mishnah is saying, no, if two people are shechting, we're going to rely on them that they're doing this right. L'maisa, the Rambam holds that if the two people are holding on to the same side of the knife, it's even l'chatchila. If they're holding on to the different sides of the knife, then tak, it's only b'di'eved because of the concern that we just described.